Van Gogh, Vermeer, Rembrandt, the Dutch have certainly given the world an array of master painters. Right now, however, the National Gallery of Art is showing some brilliant and risque works by a Dutchman who is little known. That's right, brilliant and risque. Parents, take note if you want to avoid answering some awkward questions. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has the story about the artist with the almost unpronounceable name.
I'm not going to tackle it, because here's how it's spelled.
W-T-E-W-A-E-L.
Let curator Arthur Wheelock do it.
Joachim Utterwal.
He worked in Utrecht in the 1500s. He loved painting stories from the Bible and mythology, the comportment of impressively buff Roman gods and goddesses. Whoa.
Yeah.
Downright salacious comportment sometimes, as Utterwal showed in intimate detail.
You know, gods didn't always behave particularly well, and that was something that Utterwal and people from this generation loved to explore. What was going on?
There was plenty going on, in vivid colors, with precisely painted details on huge canvases and small copper plates. Naughty gods and goddesses frolicked and fooled around.
Mars and Venus, who...
And they're having at it.
They're having at it, and this was not really so good because Venus was married.
Her husband Vulcan caught them in the act. He got a big metal net, trapped them inside it. Utterwal shows Vulcan revealing Venus and Mars to the other gods.
And all the gods are flying around looking and laughing at them being caught in the act.
Utterwal painted the scene three times. Big canvases of his show gods getting married, taking baths, waging wars. He also did Christian scenes. Adoration of the baby Jesus, the martyrdom of Saint Sebastian. They are all gorgeously painted works, just teeming with life. And in the case of Lot and his daughters, painted in the late 1500s, downright shocking. They have fled Sodom. The sin city is destroyed. Lot's wife looks back. She's turned into a pillar of salt. Lot and the girls hide in a cave, thinking the world is coming to an end. This is all in Genesis. The girls fear they will never have children. So?
In the efforts to maintain the line and that keep the line going, Lot's daughters got Lot drunk.
Then a lot of things got out of hand.
This is the moment where they're all partying. Lot doesn't know what's going on.
Utterwal paints him blotto and shows the girls quite voluptuous and naked.
Very naked.
He's clutching one of their breasts.
He's clutching one of the breasts. And she is reaching up to tickle his chin. And so it's a very sensual work.
The girls end up with two sons. So, incest, booze, lust, adultery, and the painter himself was such a proper 16th century fellow.
Utterwal was in fact a very strict Calvinist. He was a city father.
But with his paints and brushes, he embraced the fullness of life.
I think this is what I love about Utterwal, the engagement in all aspects of life, and the sensual, the spiritual, religious, all these things are there. And it's a fun show. I mean, nobody's having a bad time.
You can drink to that. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.